This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, before we get started with today's dynamic banter podcast, we gotta do a little sponsor spot. It keeps us on the air, and it keeps Mike and I happy, and if Mike and I are happy and we're on the air, then you guys are happy, and it's just this symbiotic love. And it's all because of today's sponsor, Casper. Now, Casper is a sleep brand that created one perfect mattress that is sold directly to consumers, and that's you and I. It eliminates commission-driven inflated prices. You go to those other stores and the guy's like, oh, what can I sell you? Oh, what are you doing? Oh, what are you looking for? No, you don't need that guy. You can eliminate that guy. Casper's award-winning sleep surface was developed in-house, has a sleek design, and is delivered in a small, how'd they do that, sized box. In addition to the mattress, Casper also offers an adaptive pillow and soft, breathable sheets. Guys, the bed is an important place. It's where you spend so much time. I don't know. There's a crazy statistic that says you spend more time in your bed than anywhere else. And if you need that dang place to recharge your batteries because you had a hard day or a great day and you want to sleep well, the mattress is what matters, guys. The Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. It combines springy latex and supportive memory foams to create an award-winning sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right bounce. Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. It's an award-winning mattress that won't disappoint, guys. And don't forget, you can get free shipping and returns to the U.S. and Canada. You can try Casper for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. That's right, 100 sleepy nights. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and they'll refund you everything. And this dang thing's made in America. Okay, you guys want to talk prices? I get it. Mattresses can often cost well over 1,500 bones. Yeah, that's a lot of bones. But Casper mattresses cost 500 doll hairs for a twin-sized mattress, 600 for a twin XL, 750 for a full, 850 for a queen, and get this, it's under $1,000. For a king-size bed, guys, $950. And there's free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. It's amazing. So, guys, what are we doing for you guys? Well, we're giving you guys $50 towards any mattress purchased by visiting www.casper.com/banter and using the banter promo code at checkout. That's all there is to it, guys. You want a good mattress? You want to sleep well? Check out casper.com/banter with that promo code banter and get $50 towards any mattress. I think that's a good deal. All right, on with the show. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, listeners.
This is going to be our first morning...
We're morning boys.
Dynamic banter.
What if... I didn't think about this until right now, but what if we're not funny at all in the morning?
Oh, man, that's possible.
Did you think about that at all?
Well, what if we're not funny at all?
I think a lot of people would support you on that.
Welcome to Dynamic Banter, everyone. The show where Mike Falzone and I, Steve Zaragoza, talk about absolutely no thing.
That's all correct so far.
It's a total garbage topic show.
Yeah, it's like we're gargling garbage.
Every bit of topic, every bit of conversation you throw into the wastebasket, we pick it out and we rummage through it, and that's what we talk about.
And then we spend about an hour and a half just looking at it.
Yeah, and sometimes we'll just go into someone else's garbage, not yours.
No. Your neighbor. Your uncle.
Your grandfather.
Your Subway.
Your grandparent.
I went to Subway the other day, and there was a dude who was having
Did you eat fresh?
There was a dude who was having his first Subway experience.
What are you talking about?
And he walked in, and I shouldn't have laughed at this, but he walked in, and he surveyed the situation. He took a look at everything behind the glass and the menu, and he goes, "So how's this work?"
No way.
And I was like, this guy's having his first Subway
How
experience.
Old was he?
He was probably 35 years old.
How can you be 35 and have never had a Subway experience?
Who knows? Maybe he lives under a rock and roll.
I actually ate at Subway yesterday for lunch, and something that I don't like happened in there.
He also said, could I have any browner bread? Do you have any browner bread? What happened in Subway yesterday?
He wanted more brown. His bread wasn't brown enough.
Do you have any? It's like a browner.
Wait, did he? Do you think he wanted a different type of bread that was browner than the bread they had, or wanted it cooked? He wanted it toasted.
I think he wanted a different type of bread that he was unaware of the name of.
Wow,
I think
so he wanted the brown bread from the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. He had that as a child, and he was trying to get back there. For sure.
So this guy was definitely a Men in Black alien person in disguise.
Yes, and then he asked for sugar water.
And then roaches kept falling out of his sleeves while he was at the counter.
No one thought anything of it.
No. I was in Subway yesterday, and I was with Owen. We were grabbing lunch.
Heard of him.
And I was ordering my food, but I was also having a discussion with Owen, like we were talking, and there weren't really anybody in line. There was like maybe one other person behind Owen, and there was no one else in the Subway. I mean, there were people dining in.
Yeah.
But there was nobody else in line. And this woman was like, I would tell her, like, this is what I want on my sandwich. No cheese. Let's have some spinach. Well, okay, first of all, she was like, I was like, this is what I want. Spinach sandwich, no cheese.
I think it's number six.
Yeah. I was ordering for Popeye. He was outside, and he said he asked if I could grab him a spinach sandwich. And so I was talking to Owen about something, and I was like really engaged in the discussion. And like the woman was like, what else? Mm-hmm. What else? Sir? What else? And I was like, all right. Spinach.
More spinach.
Olives. An avocado. And then she was like, okay. And I was like, so anyway, Owen, so blah, 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 blah. Yes, sir. What, anything else? And I'm like, God, oh, look. Do you see, like, I get it that you're trying to do your job. And it's like, I get it. You're done with what I said. And that's fine. But it was like, do you remember that, Owen?
I can't. I'm gonna say
something.
Did
you feel the same way? I wasn't paying attention. Good.
Owen doesn't give a shit about that kind of thing. Here's what I'm going to say. You know how much I like to agree with you.
Yeah.
It's like my third or fourth favorite thing.
Yeah.
I can't agree with you in this situation.
At all? Even a little bit?
You have to pretend that you have that job. And when you have that job, you don't want there to be 1 second where you're waiting on somebody.
I guess you're right. Yeah, yeah.
You know, you just want to make that person's sandwich and then please get out.
But it's like, shouldn't there be a level of like, I guess it's on me at that point, but it's like, shouldn't there be a level of like,
probably.
It looks like you're having a discussion, so I'm just going to be like, excuse me.
Oh, no.
See, dude. Like, it's just like, you know, all you got to do is be like, excuse me. So, is there anything else you want on the sandwich? Not like, nah, what else? What else? Like, it was too much. It was too much for me. It was very rude. It just felt rude.
I feel like I would be that person, though.
That was like, what else?
Yeah. Maybe not as shrill.
Yeah, it was shrill.
But,
it was shrill.
Yeah,
shrill. It was Shrillix.
Shrill Crow.
It was Shrill Crow. In my bathroom, I was just pooping, and I have a bottle of shampoo or some kind of body wash in there. Body wash.
Yeah.
And it said on it, lather, wander, repeat. And I was like, I love wander.
Yeah.
With your body wash, because that's exactly what you do with it.
You
lather it in your hands.
Yeah.
And then you wander
around.
Go
outside for a little bit.
You wander outside. You take some bird pictures. No, you like wander all over your body with your hands with the body wash.
Lather.
Wander.
Wander. Repeat.
And then I said to myself, because this is because I can't turn my brain off.
Yeah.
When I said wander, I was like, wow, that's really cool. It says wander. And then I said to myself, Wander Sykes.
Wanda Sykes, who of course opened up for Shrill Crow on her last
Wander US Sykes tour. Opened up for Shrill Crow.
I almost
Shrill Clinton.
I was going to say Shrillery Clinton. But I don't want to get too political.
Yeah, you don't have to.
I hate ducks.
So,
all I'm saying is that if you were a duck, you'd want to see yourself represented.
I guess you're right. If you were a duck, you'd want to see yourself represented.
Yeah, you got to put the money back into the pond.
There's not enough ducks in movies anymore. No. Remember when there used to be ducks?
Starring roles. Howard.
What other starring role movies were there with ducks?
The
Ugly Duckling.
Ugly Duckling was a film. You remember that?
No. Something else happened to me yesterday while I was driving to work.
Uh-huh.
And I Snapchatted it, and a lot of people requested that I speak to you about this on the podcast.
Okay.
And, man, I'm just going to get riled up again. But I got real riled up yesterday about it.
Why is that?
Well, it's not often I get riled.
Do we have a problem between us?
No, it's not us. It's not us.
Every time you turn those knobs, yeah, I get worried for the result.
You think that there's going to be more guitar music and Brooks?
Go ahead.
So yesterday I was driving on the freeway and I saw a truck or like a big car and a truck or big car.
I can't say I'm interested yet, but I'm hanging on.
And it was a business. It was a business car where inside they wash dogs and cats, probably. Okay. It's one of those pet grooming service cars.
Yeah.
And the name of the business was Doggy Leg.
Okay.
Just let that sink in for a second. The name of the business where we wash your dog.
Yeah.
This grooming business is called Doggy Leg in big letters. It said Doggy Leg.
Okay.
And it upset me.
Yeah.
I was very upset.
Because, and please correct me if I'm wrong, you're thinking you have this hilarious business, hilarious mobile business.
Hilarious.
You have an opportunity. You have the means to paint on a van.
Yeah.
And you could have picked anything.
Anything, dude. And I went off on that. I really did on my Snapchat.
Were you driving during this?
I was driving.
I hate that.
I know, man.
That's distracted driving.
It's one of those things where it's like, I really should stop. But some of my best, like,
oh, moments. Think about how important the ending of that sentence is, please. Please.
It sucks because a lot of my, like, most ridiculous thoughts,
uh-huh,
and a lot of my, like, what could potentially be funny Snapchat tangents,
yeah,
happen while I'm driving.
And what happens to Snapchat after 24 hours?
It goes away, but you can save it.
You can.
Yeah.
But then what happens when you watch it after you save it? It's never what? Any good. I really thought we were going to say that together.
Well, no, man. I had no idea where you were going with it.
All I'm saying is that I, Mike Falzone, would like to... Ooh, that would have been something else. I would just like to say to everyone listening to not do that.
Yeah, I know.
I've been guilty. I know. I've done it. It's not a good idea.
I know, man.
It's not worth
and
it.
And I vlog a lot while I drive, too.
Voice memos. If you're going to get the ideas down.
But I mean, like, it needed this particular, like, incident.
Don't vlog and drive,
needed
man.
Needed the image of the Doggy Leg place, of the Doggy Leg business.
You didn't just want to follow him back to Doggy Leg headquarters?
Oh, I just couldn't. I was on my way to SourceFed.
Oh, okay.
It was like one of those perfect moments, you know? It was like, I had another tangent about bees in the car that ended up being pretty good, that I was proud of.
Okay.
And, but it's like, yeah, there's a whole thing about it. It's like, definitely don't. Like, even Max was saying, like our buddy Max was saying.
Yeah.
He's like, too many of my friends Snapchat while driving, and I feel like one of my friends will die from that.
And yet we have to watch it, you know?
I mean, you probably won't watch the moment last thing you of do, death, but...
The last thing you do is add it to the story, and yeah, then...
Your final words?
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that at all.
Could you imagine that?
That'd yes, be terrible. I'm imagining it right now, and I
hate imagine it a little more.
Fuck.
While I tell you about ducks. So anyway.
Ducky leg. I want to open up a, maybe it's a Volkswagen Bug.
Listen, I've got a problem, okay? Yeah. Mm. And I'm going to stop. I'll try to stop, all right?
Yeah. Try to stop. Like it's an addiction. Yeah, totally. It's not that important.
Well, no, I'm telling you, man. It's one of those things where it's like when it hits me, you know, man, you're a comedian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is next time you feel that, just don't instead.
And then let the... Dude, but listen. This is the other thing, too.
Yeah.
My brain don't work right.
Yeah.
My brain not more normal one.
Uh-huh.
Doctors look at it and go, I'm not going to bother with this.
Doctors don't like me.
Doctors don't like me.
The name of our first album.
I'll meet a man on the elevator who might be a doctor, and he doesn't want to talk to me.
No.
That was Mike nodding no so furiously into the microphone.
Well, it's a podcast, so I want to.
It was great. You nuzzled it, too. It was cute. My brain doesn't work, Mike. So if I like, I know what you're saying, like, don't do it. And like, you're saying, just forget about it. It's not worth
it. I'm going to do it
again. The joke's not funny enough. But it's like, if I think it's funny and it turns out this doggy leg thing was pretty funny, I would have forgotten about it and it would have never happened.
I'm going to railroad your shit again.
Okay, go ahead.
And I apologize, but I think this is what makes our friendship work.
Go ahead.
Your brain doesn't work.
No, not even right? A little bit.
So that's your new excuse as to why you need to do this in the car. Let's just say, and let me finish about it. Let's just say something horrible happened right in front of you, and now you're driving and Snapchatting. You think your dumb, broken brain has enough power left in it to avert the situation, finish the snap, drop the phone, prioritize the situation, turn to left?
I mean, I think some people have better eye-hand coordination skills, so potentially different people would react differently in that type of situation.
Yeah.
Just like any situation, even if you weren't Snapchatting,
uh-huh.
Some people are good at schwerving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And SWV, for example.
Yeah, but some people are not good at it. I just feel like at the end of the day, if I end up dying because of a funny Snapchat, then that's okay.
That's worth it?
Yeah, I'm gonna die anyway.
Different.
Like, am I gonna?
What if you kill a family who doesn't give a fuck about your Snapchat?
Bad. That's bad, for sure. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
We gotta
that's
think about
it. Definitely bad
on all sides.
But what if they're a dumb family that doesn't do anything with their lives?
That's fine.
What if they're a family that doesn't amount to anything? An entire family.
What if they're a family who's never given to charity and lets their kids swear too early?
How many families have not amounted to anything? Like whole families together. Like a dad and a mom.
The Krabappel family.
So hard. The Krabappels. They, like a dad, a guy who's just like down on his luck. He just can't keep a job. He's just working paycheck to paycheck, trying to feed his family. The mom who's like wanted to finish beauty school or like go be a scientist but had kids.
Uh-huh.
So she had to stay home and take care of her kids. And then the two kids that like one of them is a gangbanger maybe and they just like.
I feel like these people are a victim of circumstance maybe.
Is it a victim of circumstance?
I don't know anything about these fictitious people.
All right,
it just sounds just like the more you describe them, the more I'm like. Feeling, I'm not like fuck those people. I'm like well, Krabappels.
Well, I think the mom in this instance is a victim of circumstance, but the dad could probably apply himself a little bit more.
I feel like if they're just unsuccessful in because you could be like not doing well and still busting your ass. I think a lot of it has to do with like the mom did have a job, but then she was like, I want to be a beauty guru. But I also don't want to put videos out. You know, it's like they try to go for a job, but then they half-ass it.
But if you're a dad.
Picturing it.
And you're working jobs and you're losing those jobs left and right and you can't keep a job.
Why are you losing the job?
That's the thing. What are you doing, dad?
Yeah.
What are you doing wrong? You're obviously doing something wrong.
I was asking you what
the guy I'll tell you
scenario.
What I'm doing wrong. Here I am right here and I'll tell you what I'm doing wrong. It's not even wrong. I'll tell you what's going on. These guys above me, my bosses, try to tell me what to do, and I don't like that. Like, dude, think about it.
My boss tries to tell
my
me what to do.
My boss tries to tell me what to do, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
So
are you talking about Randy Quaid in Vacation?
Is that a line in that?
I think it's Cousin Eddie. He's holding out for a management position or
something. Nice.
All I'm saying is nice, I know too many people. I know too many people.
You know people like that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, shit.
That are like...
I want names.
I mean, it's a little it's a little extreme, but there are people who like cannot handle authority even a little bit.
Yeah,
and that's bad, man.
Yeah,
like people who are like, I'm not gonna let this guy who's younger than me tell me what to do.
Why even have that job then?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've worked with people like that where they're like, oh man, this guy's younger than me and he's telling me what to do, even if they're not younger. Like, oh, it's just this person telling me what to do. They're doing it just because they're having a power trip. They're making me do all this shit. It's like, no, they're making you do it because you have an attitude.
Yeah, you applied for this job under this person.
Yeah.
So
you have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a thing called a hierarchy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the job times.
But, you know, whatever. Fuck that family.
God, I'm so glad we talked about that,
me
man.
Me too, man. Could you imagine if we were in a car right now and we didn't get that?
I can imagine listening to this in a car. And then switching to maybe a different podcast.
Could you imagine me thinking about that family bit and then not doing it?
I don't think
that bit would have gone away, and then wouldn't that really hilarious good bit wouldn't be here. Let's have a moment of silence for all the bits that'll now go away because we won't Snapchat while we drive.
I forget about.
I said a moment of silence. All right.
Did the moment of silence start after the cough?
That wasn't a cough.
It was just a little...
I was just clearing my throat, man.
All right.
You can clear your throat during a moment of silence.
Can you?
Why not?
It's disrespectful.
I'm not going to let anyone tell me what to do.
You need to tell me.
So doggy leg.
That's not Dude. Good. It's like... I feel like it would be like a fried chicken truck for dogs.
Yeah.
You know, like you're eating doggy leg.
What business would it be where it would be okay?
Doggy leg? Oh, you know what would be cool?
Go ahead.
If they had like the people who, the maintenance crew for like a golf course or some shit like that. You know? Are you familiar with golf course terminology?
Well, actually I did end up going down the rabbit hole with doggy leg.
Yeah.
And later on at the office, I was talking to Owen about it, and Owen's like, it's a golf term.
Yeah.
I was like, show me this fucking bullshit. And there is a golf term called dog leg.
Any golf course that turns
dog is leg. Is called dog leg.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Because dog legs turn.
So do human ones.
Yeah, but dog legs turn more erratically.
What about squirrel leg?
Squirrel leg.
Or deer leg.
Squirrel leg's tiny compared to dog leg.
Have Almost you ever all heard leg. Squirrel leg's latest track?
Squirrel
he
eggs?
He does the... Wah, 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 wah. You wait for the drop on a squirrel egg.
Squirrel crow? Two animals, one folk singer?
Squirrel crow would be in Zootopia.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
I don't like it. I don't like the golf term.
Why?
Because it doesn't make sense to me.
What does that affect your life at all?
Why are you upset? Just weird. It's weird to me. Why are there these weird phrases that people just refuse to like?
Steve Zaragoza is speaking out against weird phrases.
Yeah. Because I just
Carpenter's Johnson.
Because I just because that golf term, I think it's dumb.
Dad's hand.
Why do they call it dad? That's what I want to do. I want to do that. I want to go to the golf course and be like, "It's a real dad's hand out here."
I would watch that forever. Even if I was like one of those guys, like I respect golf so much and it's you know, it's an art and blah, 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 blah. I would say I would watch that forever.
But and the guy had all these fake terms. That's really why the Dave and Ross sketch has weird colored names.
Yeah.
That's why. Because like I look at the art world and I look at the real names of real colors and it's ridiculous. Real color names are ridiculous.
I don't know why you're taking
yellow
issue with
ochre
that.
Is a real color name.
It is, and it's in every Bob Ross
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, it is. And that's why we put yellow ochre into the Dave and Ross sketch.
So is titanium white.
Dude, putting fake paint names for paints white. Not only is one of my favorite bits yeah. to like make funny paint names.
Yeah.
But it's like making fun of like the painting world a little bit.
Which definitely needs to be taken down a peg.
Everyone's out there respecting art. I want to laugh at it.
Take it down a paint or two.
I went to the Getty and I was laughing at every painting I saw. I just laughed at it. What were you going to say that you were real excited about that I stopped you from saying?
I don't remember.
I had to get my David Ross like point out there.
Oh, I was going to say I wanted to propose a show.
Okay.
That we did together.
Married? You gonna get down on your knee to propose this show?
There's a table in the way. So okay, obviously
we'll do it after.
So we would do a show. Let's just say we can get the rights to some sports clips or something like that. But we would be commentators, but it would be like in that kind of realm.
Because no one makes fun of sports, man. No one does that.
Yeah, they do.
Barely.
Chris D'Elia.
What does he do?
Sports outwardly.
Like, I've tried. Okay, so I used to do this bit a really long time ago.
Yeah.
Where I would wait for a big sporting event, like the World Series or something like that, or like the Super Bowl, or like some, or like Sunday Night Football. And I would tweet out these things that were like.
I know exactly
what
you know
what I'm going to say. I stopped doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because everybody shit on it. Everybody shit on
That's
it.
That's because most people
That's
like
the thing.
Or at least tolerate
That's
sport.
The
at
thing.
Least most people have no problem with sports.
That's the thing.
And then it's this group of nerds who are like, fuck sport. I'm going to take sports down. No, you're not.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is that.
Sports strong.
But here's the thing about sports, Mike. Can I tell you something about sports?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about sports. A lot of. Terrible, evil shit in the sports world.
A lot of terror, dude.
But
you
hold
can't.
On, you can't. We can.
You can, but it doesn't matter because
listen.
I'll just cant you right afterwards.
But listen, man. The evil. Let's take two things. Let's take the entertainment industry and sports.
Yeah.
The sports industry.
I hate when sports rips 18-year-old girls away from their family and
listen
uses them until they're 30 years old and throws them out. Fuck football for that.
Look. In the movie world, in the entertainment world, a scandal happens.
Scandal Akbar?
Scandal Akbar. And it almost instantly ruins someone's career.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, done. In the sports world, a sex scandal or something happens and nobody cares. They talk about it for like a week and then they're back out on the football field or back out on the basketball court.
Not all the time, but I don't disagree with you at all.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I had this big thing. I got into it with a friend of mine on Twitter, and it wasn't even a. I just barely want to have this conversation, but it was we had two very different viewpoints, but we were still able to have like a public calm conversation about it, which was nice. But I've played sports, and sports were like a huge part of my upbringing. And then I would grow up and you realize like your heroes aren't all they're cracked up to be. And there are these people who do these sex scandals or fucking, you know, dog fighting or whatever the fuck. And then they're back out there. And I would always have these like long ass conversations with my mom. It's like, I'm all down for second chances, but why do you get the same chance twice?
Yeah.
And I think the same thing about like YouTube people.
Sure.
Who, you know, there's accusations about whatever or
sure.
it turns out that they did whatever. And then like they're still doing shit. It's like, absolutely, everyone fucks up. We're all flawed human beings.
Of course,
like
of course.
We're all problematic, all that shit. But then, like, you do deserve to have a happy life. Go fucking work somewhere.
Everybody
else.
Everybody deserves to have a happy life,
right?
And that's
but
the thing.
Why do you get the same shit that a bunch of people coming up trying to do the same thing? Like, why are you taking spotlight away from them? Like, you lost your chance to do the ultra fun thing.
Yeah.
Go figure out another way. Go start your life over.
Recently in the movie world, there was, or at least in the movie world, I guess you could say, there was someone who it came out that they had sexually harassed someone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty bad, a pretty bad incident.
Donald Duck.
And he's grabbing pussies. there was an incident, and this person said, sounds like something I'd do. I'm done. Goodbye. And I'm leaving, and I'm going to rehabilitate myself, and hopefully I'll come out a better person.
Yeah.
And so that person stepped down from their job, and for the most part, might stay away.
Uh-huh.
And but I like the fact that they were like, I fucked up.
Yeah.
And now I'm going away.
I remember having conversations with whoever I was working with at the time when all the Arnold Schwarzenegger stuff came out. You know, when he like impregnated. Stuff. Right, right, right. And that was still when celebrities were like, none of this is proven, whatever. Yeah. And I would talk with this person I worked with and I was like, all you have to do to be a decent person is say, yes, I own it. I'm sorry. Let me figure it out.
Yeah.
You have to admit to it.
Yeah.
I think people will forgive you as long as the first thing you do is admit fault. It's like everyone is too, even on and off any kind of screen, people don't like to admit when they're wrong, and the world would be a much better place if you could just like take a fucking breath and be like, I did fuck up. I'm a flawed human being. Like everyone's so scared of fucking up because of social media and whatever.
Yeah.
If you fuck up, just be like, yep, yeah. I fucked up. We all fuck up. I'll figure it out.
But that's the thing. Like the I'll figure it out thing.
But that has to be genuine, obviously.
That's the thing. Like a lot of times they just say that because they're like, ooh, I'm sorry. I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
And then they're like back out doing whatever their job was and they're making their millions or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like the cheating thing is like, man, cheating is like whatever. Like it just fucking happens and people can't control themselves. They can't keep their dicks in their pants or whatever. And it's like the scandals where it's like an affair happens with a big celebrity or whatever. That's never going to stop. And that's never going to really be met with any kind of repercussions that will like really change anybody's
mind. Well, that's
mind.
Also their personal. Somebody well, cheats true, in their relationship. Like, that's their. That's who gives a. Why should you have anything to say about what happens in that person's
bedroom? Well, because those people enjoy the paparazzi. Like it's kind. There's kind of like this like symbiotic relationship with a lot of celebrities with the paparazzi. I know a lot of people are like, oh fuck the paparazzi.
You accidentally said paparazzi, and I immediately thought like they all have top hats on and shit.
My buddy Will works in the props world. He's a paparazzi. Yeah. But it's like a lot of people, a lot of celebrities hate the paparazzi and they don't like them. They don't want them around. But there's a lot of them, spoiler alert, that actually will call up a paparazzi agency or their managers or their publicists will and say, oh, well, such and such is going to be at this place at 3 o'clock today. Yeah. And there's this very symbiotic relationship where it's like
Drake taught me that
they want to be in the magazines. They want to be in the tabloids. They want to be seen out of sight, out of mind. So they call a fucking paparazzi. Here's where I'm going to be. I'm going to be at the club or whatever. Boom. So it's like if you're going to have your life be in the limelight like that, if you're gonna have every aspect of going to the grocery store is known by the paparazzi and you want that, then you're inviting people into your bedroom. Essentially you're inviting people into your home. You're letting them into your life. They're letting you into their lives.
I feel like you're talking about such a specific, and then like where do you draw the line?
This kind of went off on a different point, but I feel like the whole cheating thing is like, whatever. You're going to cheat. You're going to apologize. You're going to say, I'm going to be better. Whatever. That's fine. That'll never change probably, but whatever. At least you said, I'm sorry. The sexual assault stuff, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
That's like a more, that's a bigger problem.
Uh-huh.
And it's a way bigger. There's a, the victim in that situation is infinitely worse off than the person who was like cheated on, I feel like.
Right.
And so these sexual assault things that happen in the sports world, they happen so much. It happens way more than any other industry, I feel like. Maybe in like outside of industries and more like in the human condition, maybe there's a lot of sexual assault.
Yeah.
For sure.
The automotive repair industry.
The automotive repair industry has so much sexual
TV
assault.
VCR.
Yeah, the accordion building world.
Oh, don't get me. That's a different podcast.
But like, you know, I mean, the point I'm trying to get to is that like, I feel like of all the industries, sports is on the top of that rung for the place where people can get away with anything.
And you have hard data. That backs up.
I'm just saying, like, this is a point I'm putting out there. And right, if you want to argue it, you can go right ahead.
Well, that's what I'm doing right now.
Go ahead.
No, you don't tell me I go ahead in the middle of the argument.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the thing is like, I do feel that way.
I'm just saying, like
it's sports, and then it's like movie world or yeah, like but there's celebrity also, world.
Do you know how many sports people spend most of their off time like doing Make-A-Wish or like charities?
Oh, sure,
say fuck sports because of all the shitty douchebags
I'm
in sports.
I'm not saying fuck sports. I'm just saying.
But that's what how this whole thing started. No, like, no, no. I'm going to take down sports with my wit on Twitter because fuck sports because everybody's a sexual assault.
First of all, definitely not going to take down sports. Like, this guy is not.
Why are you wearing that shirt that says, let's take down sports together?
Why are you wearing that shirt that says, I'm definitely going to take down sports?
Sponsored by Doggy Leg.
I'm not saying that I'm going to take down sports. I'm just saying that in an industry where there is so much awful shit that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
Like, and then these are pretty broad things I'm saying. They're very general, but like for the most part, in an industry where people almost get away with anything, why not? Why isn't it okay for people to make fun of it? Why isn't it okay for people
okay to make fun of
it? That's what I'm saying. So that's point I'm trying. That's the whole point here.
Yeah.
Because whenever I would jump on Twitter and be like, here's a funny sports joke.
Yeah.
I'd get people going like, oh, here comes the nerd making fun of sports.
Yeah, but then you can't do that and get pissed off when people come back at you.
100% don't.
Because you know what you're doing.
Yes.
Right? So why would what they say make you stop?
I just, because it, the, what I was trying to do with it was just be like, here's a funny joke, done.
Everyone has to like it.
No, 80% of the time.
And if you don't like it, shut up about
80% of the time, I'll tweet out a joke and either it's ignored or some people are like, that's funny.
Yeah.
But when I do a sports joke, it's like 50% are like, fuck you, you nerd. And then the other 50% is like, that's funny.
Yeah.
So it's like. Why?
Because you're making fun of sports. Because you're doing
but
the
I
same thing to them.
But I make fun of other things too. I make fun of the movie industry all the time.
And people don't say
fuck
you about your opinion Ghostbusters movie?
It depends. It depends on what movie.
It's the same shit, man.
But it's like, I just feel like with all of the terrible shit that happens in the sports industry, why can't we just make fun of it a little bit?
You can.
That's
and
all
And people
saying.
Do. All the time.
Yeah. But I'm just saying people are like, they feel like it's a sacred ground you can't like step on.
Some people feel that way about comic books.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like.
No, there's no maybe. Some people feel like you can't make fun of comic books.
Those people are wrong.
Well, the sports people are wrong. You can make fun. You could poke fun of all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's up to you. Like, you can't control how other people react to your shit, but you can control how you react to their reactions.
That's true.
So if you're going to get all like, I'm not going to tweet funny shit anymore because some people don't like it, then fuck you
as
a comedian.
First of all, I didn't say that because I've never actually said like, hey, guys, important tweet. I'm going to stop tweeting about sports because you guys were saying no.
All caps, important tweet, colon.
Yeah. Breaking news. I'm going to stop talking about sports.
See, that's a tweet. Good, that's a good tweet.
But like, yeah, no, I'm not going around going like, woe is me. I can't tweet about sports.
Also, Twitter means nothing because if you fucking pull back and look at everybody
like,
on their phone melted into their fucking couch having this dumb nothing argument.
I just feel like personally, the most shit I get is when I tweet out sports stuff.
Then you got a pretty good life. Is what Mikey would tell you.
Well, when tweeting, the tweet world.
Sure.
Everything else
is garbage. I want to play something for you.
Okay.
There is a, do we do this? I fucked my own self up. Give me a second.
I'm going to fuck you up.
So, there was this podcast called the 10-Minute Podcast.
Yeah.
It used to be, We're in this time. In our
How
life.
Do you like that new phone, by the way?
Our setup here, by the way,
for you guys is the Zoom that we use to record the podcast has an output that is a headphone jack.
Yeah. Okay. So
we use that to play our sounds and stuff from the computers and whatnot. And Mike was just about to do the same on his phone because sometimes we'll plug the. Input into our phones and we'll play stuff. Like usually the audio history roads, those are all coming from my phone, the headphone jack. But the new iPhone doesn't have a fucking headphone jack.
No, it's very
interesting. So we're not going to be able to, if I get the new iPhone, we're not going to be able to do that.
This is just kind of what I think this is. Chris D'Elia rooting for sports versus other guys rooting for sports.
Okay.
could be a mashup type situation. It's a YouTube video. You can go check it out. The address is m.youtube.com/bbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbbb He's in the middle of like a giant ruckus crowd of people watching the World Cup.
Okay. He went to the World Cup?
No. He's just watching it at a bar.
Oh, at a bar.
Everyone else is flipping out, and he's in the middle flipping out, screaming, it doesn't matter. And there's this countless, there's a 10-minute podcast episode called Chris Doesn't Care About Sports.
Okay.
And I would play it, but it's a kind of cardinal rule to not play another full podcast on your podcast.
Hey, today's podcast is going to be us listening to a different podcast.
Yeah,
let's
but
go.
He talks about it all the time, how people like send him death threats because he hates sports so much.
Yeah. I mean, but you're right. There are death threats in like the movie world too from people. Like I have friends, sadly, more often than not female friends that are like, I get daily death threats and like I get like sexual assault threats from people just because I said this or that about Suicide Squad or some other movie or something.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, the sexual assault stuff, man, like it just,
I get it, but I agree with you. I feel like you're just fucking kidding yourself if you don't think like the movie industry, I think a lot of things are coming to light now, like movies and music, like with all the Taylor Swift stuff and her producer or whatever, like all that stuff comes out in 2016, but think of every year before this and all the corruption and all the bullshit.
Oh, sure.
In the entertainment industry in general.
Yeah.
And to say like sports is tolerant of it,
I'm not saying it's tolerant of it. I just feel like they turn, like, more often than not, they'll turn a blind eye and be like, well, he's a good player, so he's got to get back out there. And it's like, you know, they're one of my favorite 80s character actors who.
Vic Tayback.
No, one of my favorite 80s character actors, his name is Jeffrey Jones.
Yeah.
You've seen him in, like, everything from the 80s. Like, he was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He was the principal in Bueller's Day
Off. Awesome. Yeah, yeah. He's great.
He was great. Yeah, he was in Beetlejuice. He was Lydia's dad in Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
He was...
Oh, wasn't he, like, a child?
Yeah, man. He got caught with, like, some child pornography stuff that Paul Rubens was loosely involved in, but they could never
prove. Which one was Paul Rubens?
Paul Rubens is Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, right.
He was loosely involved because he was very close friends with Jeffrey Jones, and he was found to have not been as much of a part of it as they originally thought, and so Paul Rubens kind of got away with it.
Mm.
But there was no proof that he had any child pornography, Paul Rubens. But Jeffrey Jones unequivocally had child pornography or some such thing, and he's gone. Gone.
Yeah.
He disappeared.
Yeah.
He will never be in another movie again.
What do you think he does now?
Honestly, I hope he's like doing some charitable shit.
Because he's also not doing other specific things.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's like, can you give me an instance of where a sports figure was caught with some sort of sexual assault allegation or maybe even, God forbid, some sort of pedophilic thing?
Yeah.
And they're gone. They never came back.
O.J. Simpson doesn't play much anymore.
Well, I mean, O.J. is the biggest one.
If I was more... I haven't had cable in 15 years.
Sure.
And I haven't been a sports fan since I haven't had cable, really.
Right.
And it was more when I was a small child.
Right.
But I could point to, like, you know, you hear about this shit all the time. I can't give you any solid examples.
Sure, sure.
But I'm not as well informed as I.
Well, I mean, but
on
the other side of it too, it's like most people who are listening to this probably have no idea who the fuck Jeffrey Jones is,
right? Because he's disappeared.
Well, he's disappeared since, but it's also like even if I was like, oh, he's the principal in Ferris Bueller, like people are like, eh, I've never seen that, so I don't really care.
Hmm.
I'm sure there are maybe some sports figures that we don't know about that maybe were in the NBA or whatever. Or in the soccer world or what have you, and they were caught with something and they're gone.
Right.
But I just can't think of one, and I haven't heard anybody else mention it. But all I ever see is like you know, this guy was like fucking fighting dogs like you were talking about or whatever. And it's like nobody, they got a slap on the wrist and they're back out on the field.
I think it's because a lot of people, like teams owned by giant businesses, and I'm not exactly sure how like the economic whatever, but they kind of invest a lot in these people. And so they probably try to bury shit because they have millions of dollars invested in a human being. And that's like with the music world too, man. It's that's the same thing.
It is.
It's like a lot of people do a lot of shit, but if you have, you know, if you're one of these people who was brought up by like a business or kind of manufactured by an industry and people have millions of dollars dumped into like the production of your record and stuff like that, like they're going to cover up
like
your
how can people defend Chris Brown?
They
still do.
Said I wouldn't say his name 7 years ago.
I think you're right. I think you did say that. I think I remember.
There's
that.
A video.
But it's like, how do people get, like, how are people okay?
He can dance.
Roman Polanski is a director who directed many amazing movies.
Yeah.
Rosemary's Baby is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
A classic Criterion movie. That man molested a little girl
overseas,
somewhere in another part of the world, and then he fled.
I'm gonna say something that's kind of gonna fuck your shit up a
little
bit.
Go ahead.
And I don't want to. I'm not, again, not super informed on this, so please correct me if I'm wrong.
Sure.
But Woody Allen is still considered So that's kind of the same thing that you're saying about the sports world.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely. Like I said, I mean, If it's like sports is the main, if in my opinion, sports is the main offender of covering up incidences and ignoring things like sexual assault, movies and the movie world is directly under it.
Yeah.
Like they are like,
but I feel like
they
constantly
fight probably to be in the number one spot for ignoring terrible shit.
Right. I feel like that hierarchy is influenced by your, please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to assume you don't have a ton of sports knowledge.
100% none.
So I feel like you might be, just because of what you see and hear and what you choose to take in from that side of the thing.
Sure.
It might seem like it's different in some way than Hollywood, but I can't imagine a world where the sports world that is very like highly regulated and still fuck up all the time is any different than Hollywood, which is like outwardly despicable at all times.
Yeah. I mean, and there's, but like you said, there's charitable people in the sports world.
Yeah.
Who do great things in their off time. And same in the movie world. Like they're
my buddy Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
There you go. Your good best friend.
My best
Dwayne
friend.
The Rock Johnson.
Taking time for people all the time.
Doing
stuff for the troops.
I just feel like, the Woody Allen thing, inexcusable.
Yeah.
People should stop watching his movies. People should stop defending him. People should just, he should quietly disappear.
Mm.
I truly believe that. The same with Roman Polanski. Mm. I fucking love Rosemary's Baby.
I thought he was out ever since all that stuff.
What do you mean?
Wasn't he like,
he fled the United States.
Yeah.
Because it happened here.
Oh, it happened here?
And he's never been back.
Oh, wow, okay.
Because if he did, he would instantly be arrested.
But they don't, like, try him over there or anything?
They can't, because it's, like, a different, you know, how that whole thing works. If it happens in another part of the world, you can...
I'm going to start talking shit about the entertainment industry because of this guy.
You should. But Roman Polanski is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's a piece of
pieces of... I'm telling you right now, and I dare you to disagree with me, there's pieces of shit in the YouTube world.
Of course!
They're all over the place.
Oh, yeah!
And also, if you want to be one of those people who make fun of the YouTube world, go ahead. I'll probably retweet it.
There are already people doing that way better than I could do it anyway.
The YouTube one?
Yeah.
But I think we have a unique perspective.
I think maybe we do. Well, I mean, do you know, you've listened to John Cozart's stuff, right? Paint?
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of like, he had that song, that YouTube cult song, where it like pretty much... pretty accurate stuff going on in that song. But you know, sociopathy or like the whole like egomania thing, like whatever, that's a whole different thing. But
you know, when you come up and people like the come up in any industry, everyone's always like,
be nice to people, stay humble. And those are usually the first things that get like swept under the rug. But if you do that, you could just be a normal everyday person that happens to work this like amazing job. Just be good to people.
Yeah.
You know, and don't think that like, whatever. It's just people think they're invincible after a while and then they do some dumb shit.
I used to think that because my whole outlook on humanity and people and the way to treat people, it all came from my mom. And it was all that whole, which is basically like kind of like a Christian theme.
Yeah.
Which is treat everybody the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
Which is an old, it goes all the way back to the Bible probably, or even before that. Mm-hmm. And I love that. Treat people the way you want to be treated. But the problem is there are too many people who are out of their minds or are sociopaths or have no empathy.
Yeah, that's and the biggest.
The biggest one, yeah. Absolutely. And we joke about empathy a lot on some other podcasts and how Owen doesn't have it, but he absolutely does. But some people really don't have empathy, and that's dangerous, man.
The No Joke podcast, which is also on the HeadGum Network.
Yeah.
My good friends Billy and Adam just did an episode on empathy.
I would love to listen to
it. It's really funny. They're great.
And empathy is so important. And the thing is that there are a lot of people that just don't have it. They literally do not have empathy. They can't feel bad for anything happening outside of their own brain.
On this podcast, they were talking about whether that's inherited or learned. And I think, you know, a lot of it is inherited. I think I get a lot from my parents, but then it's like, you have to practice empathy. Like you have to, sometimes it takes a little effort, you know, to put yourself in somebody else's shoes, but that doesn't mean it's any less important.
You know what? It's probably a combination of both. It probably is like something learned and also something passed down genetically or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably one of those like chemical balance, imbalance things too. I mean, some people just have less or more of something in their brain and it makes them either anxious or
empathy
have
juice.
A lack of empathy or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish there was a way to inject people with empathy. That'd be great, because then we could be like, well, why don't you know what, man? In the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, there's a gun where you can shoot someone with it and it'll make that person instantly see your point of view.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it's so brilliant.
Does Mos Def do it?
No, it's what's her name? The America's Eternal Manic Pixie Dream Girl, the cute girl.
Zoe
Deschanel.
Zoe Debesh.
Zoe Deschabel.
Zoe Decimal.
Zoe Decimal
System. Dewey Decimal.
Zoe Deschanel System. She fires Martin Freeman with it, because Martin Freeman was playing Arthur Dent in the Hitchhiker's Guide movie.
Morgan Freeman.
I can't remember if it's in the book. You guys remind me. But Douglas Adams.
But remind him weeks later.
Yeah, remind me weeks later. And also remind me what Dave Grohl documentary it was with Jack White in it. She shoots him with the gun and he sees her point of view. And it's like a really touching scene. I really like that scene. But man, I wish that gun existed. Because it's like, well, I guess points of view are a little bit different. But if you were feeling empathy for something and you fired that gun at someone, they would feel that empathy as well. So yeah. I don't know. But the point I was trying to make was, I used to say treat people the way that you want to be treated, but nowadays I guess it doesn't really work, because it's like, you know, someone without empathy or someone who's a sociopath or someone who's just a bad person, if they don't, the way they want to be treated is different than the way I want to be treated.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess that term is not really as blanket as I thought it was.
I think you just have to try to live above the shit.
Yeah.
And I've been talking about that a lot with a couple friends, and you have to reach down every once in a while and try to pull people out of the shit if they want to be pulled out.
Well, there are definitely people who show signs of, like, I work with a lot of people who are younger than me who, like, have signs of, like, you can tell they're a good person, you can tell they have a good heart, and you can tell, like, right away when I met you and when I met Zoya, I knew you guys had, like, a really good heart, big heart.
Hey, thanks.
And I was like, these are the people I want in my life. Mm-hmm. These are the people that I need to keep in my friend circle as long as I possibly can.
Yeah.
And the way you do that is you show them respect and heart and love all the same.
And it makes them, when you're in like that with people, it makes it so much easier to like go over their house, take some stuff.
Yeah.
You never notice.
Yeah.
Taking advantage of your friendship.
Yeah.
Asking for rides when I don't even need them. I haven't paid for an Uber since we've been friends.
you don't buzz yourself in so that I don't have to leave my apartment for you, you know, to come in.
Before the history road, let's end on this.
Okay.
I want to talk to Rob Fee for a second.
Okay.
He said that I was a bad friend.
Yesterday. Because well, can we do a little context really quick?
Go, please.
Yesterday, Rob Fee and I, name drop, we were at, we were grabbing some food, and we were walking back to my place. And as you know, Mike lives very close to where I live.
Sure.
And I had invited you over, you and Zoya over earlier, and I was like, hey, Rob and I are leaving such and such place. Do you want to meet us at the gate? And you said, yes. And I was like, all right, Rob, Mike's going to meet us at the gate. So we started walking, and like maybe about 10 minutes later, we get to the gate. And then Rob and I are just kind of standing out there talking. We're not even concerned about the time. We're not worried or anything. Then Owen pokes his head out of the balcony. And we start talking to Owen. Uh-huh. And then Rob is like, maybe like about another 6 minutes goes by.
It was a while.
From when we waited at the gate.
Yeah.
And Rob was like, who are we waiting for? What's going on right now? And I was like, oh, Mike's coming right now. And he's like, yeah, you know what? Let's just go up inside and we'll eat because I'm hungry and then we'll do that. And I was like, well, you know, the thing with Mike is that he likes to use the creepy gate.
Creepy G.
He uses the creepy G. So, like, it's just easier if we wait out here for a bit and then we'll just all go up together. And he's like, don't you have a buzz in? Can't you buzz him in? And I was like, well, actually, yes, I do have a buzzer and I can buzz him in.
Yeah.
From the comfort of my apartment.
Right.
But Mike doesn't like doing that. And he was like, well, that's a bad friend. And I was like, no, I don't think it is. It's just a preference thing. And he's like, that is a bad friend.
Okay. And I'm just going to say a couple things.
All right, go for
one,
it.
One, there's a reason why we avoid that side of the building.
There is a reason. A very good reason.
Two.
And I understand that and respect that.
Where your apartment is in relationship to Creep G.
The Creep G, yeah.
The ratio is off.
The ratio
from
is off.
Where your apartment is as compared to the buzzer.
Yeah,
your apartment
good point, good
might
point.
Be the furthest apartment from the buzzier.
Potentially, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
There's that. And then there's the whole thing like, would I do it for you? And that's a hypothetical because we've never been in that situation. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
of course.
1,000%.
Of course.
So to jump right to.
He's a bad friend.
That's a bad friend. It makes me wish I didn't laugh at any of his jokes last night. Any of his perfect, well-timed jokes. I gave up all those laughs willingly. Belly laughs. Hard. Blurry eye.
Well, Rob's a real cheeky guy.
He's one of the funniest people I've ever...
He's very cheeky, and most of the time, he's joking when he says things
that. I didn't take any offense. Yeah. It's also not like... You know me, I'm pretty steadfast in what I believe in. I'm now 32 years old.
Yeah.
I'm not going to change.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
You weren't here for your birthday.
But... I haven't been for the past 10 years.
Oh, really?
Zoya reminded me that we haven't spent one of my birthdays together since we met each other.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Is it because Buffer Festival is around your birthday every year?
Buffer's been for the past couple of years, and then before that it was tour. And
wow, shit.
Always in a different... Funny. Country.
All right. Well, wait, let's get in some history road set time.
Signing off is Mike Falzone, great friend.
Good friend.
Signing off, everyone's best good friend who would do anything for anyone, Mike Falzone.
Hi, is this good friend Mike Falzone?
This is he. What do you need? I got you. Unless you want me to come to the buzzer.
All right. Well, this history road comes from a user named Lee Graylish.
So small Graylish.
The subject line is History Road. Wow, that's it. It goes right into the story.
Oh, I thought that was
there's
just
no
the email
setup.
Signature after
there's
that.
No setup whatsoever. There's no like, hey guys, this is my thing, and here comes my History Road. All
like
it is
that.
Is just Lee Graylish. History Road, let's do this. It was quiet as I traveled down the nighttime streets of a little place called Weston-super-Mare in England. It also says, feel free to read the rest of this in a British accent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I so do enjoy it. The orange-yellow streetlights blasted me as I passed beneath them, as though they were trying to combat the bitter cold biting at my skin.
Hold on. Do it. Do it better. Do it better.
There were no vehicles thundering down the road. Perhaps they had all gotten lost someplace out. In it.
There it is.
Perhaps they were traveling down their own history road. I don't know. I wasn't in the vehicle with them, so don't even ask me where they all were. Okay? Internet. Anyway, the boulevard was deserted. The sounds of the night were missing because I had earphones in. A heavy metal truck, I can't recall, turned up only half as much as my phone could handle. Because I like to look after my ears. I'm just a guy who likes the loudest genre of music, but at a respectable volume! Thank you very much. Isn't it? I went across the road to get to the other side, much like that famous chicken. Although I had a more specific goal in mind, I wanted a Domino's pizza! Not a sponsor of History Road, you understand? Of course, even though I hadn't seen a car in about 15 or 20 minutes, I looked up and down the street to make sure. Still, it was clear. I gleefully made it across to the other side of the street when the first person I had seen since leaving my place of work jumbled out of my destination. A man he was, tall and slender, with a set of clothes that would be present on a police officer. But right away, I knew this man was not one of theirs. I knew without a doubt, even from 40 feet away, that his outfit was a filthy role. He was clearly on a fancy drill. Moreover, I noticed something that concerned me. As I drew nearer, my concern only grew. I have seen this sort of thing many times in my line of work, and I can spot the signs from a mile away. This fake policeman was heavily intoxicated. And he had the look on his face that said, I'm gonna punch the next person I see! I saw that face, and he saw me. Oh no, I said out loud, unplugging just one of my earphones and tucking it into my shirt. The door to Domino's, not a sponsor, was only 10 feet away, but the man had seemingly read my mind and positioned himself between me and the door. My stomach was beginning to rumble as I was hungry bearing. The pepperoni was calling my name, begging me to come closer, but I was afraid. I've been in a few fights in my life, but never when I was so peckish. The faux policeman stared at me as much as he could, what with his eyes making this slow blinking motion that a drunk does so well. He wasn't going to win any kind of staring contest. Not with me, at least. I was stone cold Steve Sober over here. He wobbled on unsteady feet, determined to remain balanced and upright. He raised a hand, index finger pointed right at me. I could see he had a question in his eyes and mouth! His mouth opened as though he was amazed by my presence. After a moment of searching for the right words to say, he finally made his decision. He said with unbridled desire and fascination and wonderment, "Have you ever seen the sky?" Well, truly, I was baffled by the question. Of course I have, I wanted to say. But the level at which I had been dumbfounded was astronomical. I began to doubt my existence. I wondered, have I? What if my whole life had been an illusion? Perhaps I wasn't seeing the full picture. Or maybe this man was some kind of a vessel of truth. I looked at him with amazement and for the first time truly saw him. His eyes were as bright as the stars. His beard was as well-groomed as Mike Falzone's. Maybe even better. His expression turned to one of compassion. He raised the hand that was pointing at me and pointed upwards instead, and he said, "It's up there." My eyes automatically followed his gesture, and he was right. The sky was up there! I was in awe! Such truth was almost unsettling. Suddenly, I wanted to ask for more. Greed was quelling my hunger. Pardon? I looked back down. And the man was gone. Excuse me. I looked up and down the street and saw nothing and nobody. I walked home a sad little boy. I had lost the strength to buy that pepperoni pizza from Domino's. Excuse me, not a sponsor. I cried for 3 days. Pardon? I says here. That's it!
Pretty good.
Done! I think I channeled Tim Curry from Rocky Horror Picture Show in there for a second.
Dude, in the middle? That was pretty good. I had no idea what was going on. I didn't know why I didn't hate it.
I'm Transylvania.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us.
This
Mike.
Was a lovely little morning
it
episode.
It was a lovely morning episode.
Got a little serious in
it
the middle.
It got a little serious in the middle.
But hopefully you can empathize
with us. Empathize with us.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
And we'll see you next time.
Row, row, row your boat.
Where? Row, row,
down
your boat
the stream.
Down the stream.
Merrily, 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 merrily. You know the rest.
Thank you guys so much. If you want to send us your history roads, you can do so by sending them to thedynamicbanter@gmail.com email address. And you can also tweet at us. Mike and I look at those tweets.
We look at them. I've looked at several.
Sometimes we like them. Sometimes we'll retweet them. Sometimes we'll ignore them. Doesn't mean you should stop sending them.
It's true.
And also, if you like the podcast, it would be great if you would rate and review us on iTunes. You just go to iTunes, you type in Dynamic Banter, click on that podcast there, you just give us as many stars as you'd like, and then type out a little review. Nice or not, it's all appreciated.
Speaking of appreciated, for everyone who's lasted this long through the show, I would like to say that Chiboys are actively working on a live show.
Yeah. Can we say it?
Yeah. Well, I just said it. That's all we could say. All
right. Well, we could very well take this show on the road.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to see us live, you better stay tuned.
raise your hand. We'll see it.
I see it. Well, thank you guys for listening. We'll hear, you guys will hear us. thank you for listening. Thanks. And
what, two, three. Thank you for listening.
And
tonight.
You'll hear us.
One,
two,
three. Titanium.
Thank you for listening. And we will be on the net. You for will dynamic. Be in your iPhone next time. We're on iTunes. And next time you will listen, we will. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.